keep up with his tax, and the fella was putting his money in his pocket. He's run for an office in Lake City 4 or 5 times. And he always gets beat. This fella always comes back and goes around and tells him, don't forget me. Tom was a young man then, and he was a young man too. And he just went from Lake City to Lake Butler and Ocala and back every day. But he did. He owned all the bars in Lake City and Lake Butler and Ocala. And he was making a killing. But when that boy went to school, he didn't have, he'd go to school without anything to eat. The rest of the kids would give him something to eat. Cold, barefooted, no shoes.
But this Flambeau, you don't think that, what else I was getting at was, what do you think? Mainly colored people knew the word Flambeau, or whether it's mainly something that you associate with colored people, or did the white people who had these...
I'd say the poor white people used Flambeau some. But most of them had these lamps. And then the best kerosene lamp that they come out with was that one. I don't know where you pump the lamp up or not, you pump the lanterns up, but those were gas lanterns. Was these lamps that had they had something in there, and if you touched it, it fell all to pieces, I know that. And you lit it, and it gave a light about as bright as a 35 or 40 watt electric bulb. We had one of those, but we just had one. But we used it on the dining room table, we used it in the living room, we used it all over the house. We used it when we was getting our lessons. But it wasn't as big as, it wasn't as high up as that light, but it had a shade over it, and it'd throw out about like a 35 or 40 or 50 watt bulb. Back then it was considered a darn good light. And it burnt kerosene. But then they come out with these gasoline lanterns. They throw a good light. Still do.
Like those Coleman lights?
Yeah. And you know it, I don't know where it's got that little white thing. But if you touch that with the match, it'd fall all to pieces. You just had to go get a new one. Once it was burnt, they'd last for years if you didn't touch them. With a match. If you touched it with a match, it just crumbled to pieces. Looked like a little bag or something. And when it was new, you could handle it, but when you once lit it, you better not touch it.
And inside the tire of the car, you used to have an
inner tube.
Okay. And
now that was after the first cars come out. When the first cars come out, the tires were solid. And then they got to boring holes through the tires. Then after a while, they put an inner tube in the tires.
They were boring holes through the tires?
The first tires that come out was about that thick. And they went right around the wheel. And they bored holes through the side of them to make them a little bit softer. Now, I seen them on cars like that, even at my age. That's right. Especially on these big, on them Model T trucks.
Say if someone had just built a boat and they were gonna put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to...
Well, we'd say they're going to try out the boat.
But you ever say, but when they're fixing to put in the water for the very first time, you say they're gonna? Use the word launch?
Yeah, launch the boat. That would be the word.
What different types of boats are there around here?